in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. As the debate heats up about surveillance cameras, Nashville's mayor says Metro Council is unlikely to implement a system-wide program. Nationally, flock cameras, which are automated license plate readers, have met growing resistance. And while there are technically some of these cameras in use around Nashville, they have not been implemented by the police department. That would require approval by Metro Council, which Mayor Freddie O'Connell told our Daily Show is unlikely.
I will say this. I do not see a pathway to get anything approved in our Metro Council anytime in the near future.
The current Metro Council has been resistant to rubber stamping police surveillance programs. It has rejected proposals for Fusus, a technology that integrates video footage and enacted guardrails for future surveillance programs. Last weekend, a storm that knocked out power for 140,000 customers in Memphis. Now the city, Shelby County, and the local utility are seeking federal recovery aid. They're asking for $18 million in reimbursement from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The CEO of Memphis Light, Gas, and Water says 107 crews will stay working until power is fully restored. As of this morning, there are still about 1,500 customers in the dark. Well, here in Nashville, we are looking at clear skies and sunny weather in the forecast for the next several days. Today, a high around 90 degrees, inching up into the low to mid-90s tomorrow and Sunday.